Hey, it's only Honorable Motsamai that I'm sort assisting. He hasn't logged in yet, but I have sent him the link again. So I'm just following up with him.
Okay, no problem. We'll just give you a moment.
Honorable Motsamai had called me for the link, and I'd spoken to the secretary of the committee for him to log in. He is the provincial rep on this committee.
Thank you, Honorable Zenga.
Good morning, Honorable Members.
Honorable Maimang.
How are you, Chair?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Morning.
Right? Myself, I see Dango, we are alternate.
Yeah, we are alternate.
Okay. Thank you, Magoda.
You and I see each other morning, hello. Evening, afternoon.
Morning.
Then 12 o'clock again today.
Exactly. And I must leave. I have the funeral Friday, so I'm leaving. Even if after the meeting, I'm leaving Cape Town, because I'm in Cape Town now. Right.
Perfect. I think our members, while we're waiting for Honorable Motsamai, I just wanted to get an indication of who's present. I see it's Honorable Zadovu, Honorable Zengo, Honorable Fister, Honorable Nsetwa, Honorable Nsakis, Honorable Seleku, Honorable Moimang, who's here in place of Honorable Bartis, who has sent an apology. She has a funeral at home. We have Honorable Nkosi, Honorable Zandamela, and Honorable Nita, who are present, will await for Honorable Motsamai. But yes, I think we also have the, all right, no, it's fine. I think our members, we can perhaps start with this meeting. And let me welcome Honorable members, but also note the presence of the Deputy Minister for Home Affairs, who's also with us in this meeting. From the side of the Independent Electoral Commission, I just don't see the chairperson, but I do see Janet Love on the platform. I don't
morning,
know-
Chairperson.
Morning, Chairperson.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. No, sorry, Chairperson. I didn't see. So the Chairperson of the Independent Electoral Commission, the Mr. Glenn Mashinini, and we also know the presence of Ms. Janet Love. And I think from the Information Regulator, we have Advocate Tansy Klakula, who's also with us on this platform. From the side of Parliament, we also have the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, Suzanne. Let me just take this opportunity once again to welcome Honourable Members and welcome representatives from the various structures. And we'd like to thank you for your presence, and your presence here also is an indication of your commitment to us processing this bill. As I said earlier, we will register the apology from Honorable Bartlett. Unfortunately, she has a death case at home, so she's unable to join us. Hence, her alternate, Honorable Moimang, is with us today. I'm not sure if there are any other apologies. I think from the side of members, it appears that most members are here. Zolani, are there any other apologies? If any...
Madam Chair, I would have to leave by 12 o'clock. I'm the whip on another committee that meets at 12 o'clock. So I would withdraw at that particular point in time. But the provincial rep on there is Honorable Motsamai.
We hope you join us.
Yeah.
Any other apology perhaps from the ministry or the IEC? Yeah.
Honorable Chair.
Yes, my the reasons advanced by Honorable Dango applies to me also. Because I'll be chairing that meeting, so probably I'll leave around half past 11 just to make sure that the preparations for that meeting is in order. Thank you, Chair.
We note Honorable Dango and Honorable Moima. Apologies.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Yes, I would just like to register an apology from the Minister. He had some cabinet commitment that he had to attend to.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I think we're done with the issue of apologies. But I think before we go into any other business, Honorable Members, I'm requesting that we have a moment of silence for Honorable Mfayela, who sadly passed on during our visit period. If we can have a moment of silence in memory of Honorable Mfayela. May his soul rest in peace, in perfect peace. Our members should also note that we have extended our condolences to his family and friends at the time of his passing on. Our members, I think in terms of today's meeting, it is a scheduled meeting of the committees, and we thought it was important to look into the Electoral Laws Amendment Bill, also be aware of the fact that this is quite an urgent bill. However, I'd like to apologize to Honourable Members on the late submission of information meeting. I have received a few complaints from members as they have not been able to go through the documentation so that they are able to meaningfully participate. However, Honourable Members should recall that we received a briefing on the bill by the IEC, I think it was last year on the 8th of December. And following that, we advertised the Electoral Laws Amendment Bill from the 14th to the 29th of January in national and regional newspapers for public comment. We expected that by the first week of February, the collation of and the IEC also indicated to us that they would also be able to complete their responses in that time. And this is all the agency of the bill. But I received information from the IEC Monday, the 8th of February, and hence, Honourable Members, my apologies to yourself in terms of the lateness of submission of information to you. However, Honourable Members, in addition, I must also I'm also very concerned that the documentation that I sent out to you between the information that has been collected by Parliament through our parliamentary and the document that I received from the IEC, there seems to be a bit of a discrepancy in terms of numbers. And I am quite concerned about that. As Parliament, we are the custodians of public submissions, and I always maintain that there has to be a process of quality assurance in terms of the submissions we receive, as well as the responses that we receive from the IEC. Now, this is an administrative process which I think must be rectified so that the information we get is complete, you know. And these do have procedural, and they might also have substantive implications. So I think in terms of today's meeting, I would then propose, Honourable Members, if it's okay with you, that we get a briefing from the committee content advisor, Mr. Adam Salmon, on the submissions that we received as Parliament from the public. If that is okay with members, Honourable Members, please give me an indication if you're fine with that, and then I can see how to take this process forward. Members, Hello, Nita.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm in agreement, Chair, with you in terms of us receiving the information this late and also the discrepancies in terms of the documents themselves. So, Chair, it's true that we are custodians of these policies. And it's unfortunate that it's us that would present documentation that is having some kind of challenges. I would then propose, Chair, that we ask the content advisor in the department to go back and clean the documentation and come back to us in a time that is allowing us as members of parliament to be able to look at the document and contribute positively or negatively in terms of what we have from the documents themselves. That's a proposal that I'm tabling to the committee. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Minister. Honourable Kosi, I see your hand is up.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. Greetings to your good self, members of the portfolio and all the officials present in the meeting. Honourable Chair, I think when you made your presentation, I've heard you correctly when you say, what if the presentation is made before us? So I think when you are requesting that, I will then align myself with you that let us maybe get that presentation. Then after, we will then allow the officials to go back and deal with the discrepancy that is in the document. Thank you, Chair. I submit.
Thank you, Honorable Nkosi. Honorable Mikolaki.
Good morning, Chair. I would just like to support the proposal made by Honorable Nita that we be given a chance to prepare properly for this. I know that it's quite urgent, quite on a timeline over here, but I do think that we need to start the year properly first, and secondly that it's also a very impactful piece of legislation. So I would like to support her proposal that we be empowered to be properly informed and have the correct information without any discrepancies, so that we can move forward from there. Even if it takes a bit longer, we need to do the job properly. So I want to just second the proposal by Honourable Nita. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Mikolakis. Honourable Teto, your hand is up as well.
No, thanks, Chair. I also align myself with the two previous speakers, Chair, that, you know, this is a very important piece of legislation. So for us to do justice on it, it would be better that let's be given a chance so that we can engage, not only just listen to the presentation that we cannot engage, so that when we engage the document on an informed basis. I think that would be proper, Chair. Basically, I'm aligning myself with the two previous speakers. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zandamela. Honorable Zandamela?
Just my hand was up earlier.
Honorable Zandamela, your hand is up?
No, I'm covered. I'm covered, Chair.
Okay, thank you, but your connection is really bad, Honorable Zandamela. But anyway, I think we've got your point. I think given that most honorable members are in agreement that perhaps we should allow the officials of parliament and the officials in the IEC to go and administratively clean up the document. But this is also notwithstanding the fact that the piece of legislation is urgent, and I agree with honourable members that you need to prepare yourself sufficiently and I think all the members will know that we always give you sufficient time for you to go through the documentation. As a result, our members, what I am going to propose then is that the IEC and the officials from Parliament then actually go and relook at the data that has been captured and to ensure that Parliament and the IEC are actually on the same page on these matters. But I'm proposing that by Friday we actually get a final document from the IEC so that honourable members are also able to sufficiently prepare themselves. Secondly, honourable members will also note that next week, tomorrow is the SONA, and next week we will be busy with SONA debate. So I think from my office side, I will try to, as much as I can, and obviously we'll have to put an application in to perhaps try and hold a meeting on next week, Friday. It might be the only available day next week for us to try and meet on this matter. And I'm hoping by that time, members would have sufficiently gone through the documentation and the information. Is that okay with honourable members?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Chair, it's okay.
I'm okay, Chair.
Honourable Seleko, good to see you. And hear you.
I'm okay, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, honourable members. I think, honourable Zadova, I see your hand is also up.
No, I'm okay, Chair. Actually, I want to reinforce the point you made about the urgency on this matter. We must really attach serious urgency. Actually, we are very lenient to those who are giving us the information that is imbalanced, that is improper, that is not okay in all respects. And this must be really corrected so that when we engage on the issues, we engage on the issues with all the information that is available. But the emphasis, the point of emphasis is that we must attach urgency to this matter, expedite the process and finish it off. And all those who are involved must realize this importance of expediting the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dodo. I think, honourable members, we will then submit, as soon as we get the documentation, or the complete documentation from the IEC, we'll then forward it to you and engage you further on this matter. I would like to close the meeting, but I see Advocate Lakula, your hand is up, but I'm going to propose that I engage you outside of this meeting. I'll meet you then, close this meeting, honourable members, and I think you will get documentation as soon as possible, and we'll inform you with urgency when our next meeting. And I just hope that honourable members would prepare themselves so that we can then address the issue of urgency. That being said, honourable members, I hereby declare this meeting closed. But thank you very much for your attendance.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.